The peace of Christ be with you. One quick notice. On Sunday, we are going to begin our study of the meaning of baptism. And if anyone would like to explore what baptism means, if you want to be baptized, if you've been baptized and you're confused about it, there'll be an offering. We're doing some teaching on Sunday. You can sign up at grow.hope.edu for specifics. I love, I'm using the word love, Hope College, because it's so rich with so many wonderful things, like a beautiful chapel choir and the voices and the talent we have here. But one of the reasons why I love this college, as I said last Friday, is the faculty. People who are bending their minds and their resources about what does it mean to ask and answer big questions. This morning, we have one of Hope College's best, Jack Mulder, who's been teaching in this institution we love for 11 years. He's also a 2000 Hope alumni, and he's just a genuinely good man. Would you please welcome the beloved Jack Mulder to the pulpit?
This is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. That's Acts. Then some itinerant Jewish exorcists tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits, saying, "I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." When the seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish high priest, tried to do this, the evil spirit said to them in reply, "Jesus I recognize, Paul I know, but who are you?" The person with the evil spirit then sprang at them and subdued them all. He so overpowered them that they fled naked and wounded from that house. When this became known to all the Jews and Greeks who lived in Ephesus, fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in great esteem. The word of the Lord. So I want to talk to you a little bit about this passage today, but more about the name of Jesus. First, just a couple things about this passage. Okay, a couple things to notice. First, you can't use the name of the Lord Jesus as magic. Right? It's not a way to gain power. It's sacred. Right? But it's not a way to gain power. Notice what the Jewish exorcists are doing here. They're trying to adjure the evil spirits in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Right? It's not me. There's a guy over there. Right? You can only use the name of the Lord Jesus if you're in the name of the Lord Jesus. Right? Second, another thing to know, Jesus is Lord of all, even the demons. The demons recognize Jesus. I mean, they know Paul, but they recognize Jesus. Okay? Another thing to hear, the name of the Lord Jesus is held in high esteem. The name of the Lord Jesus itself is important. There's an author named Peter Kraft who talks about, the name of Jesus is kind of like we can withdraw money in the name of Jesus, you know. We have unlimited grace in the account of Jesus, and the pen is the name of Jesus. All right, so I'm going to teach you a little prayer, okay? Maybe you remember last week on Friday, Dr. Ortiz, the religion department, came by and talked about the importance of combining memorized prayer and spontaneous prayer. Obviously, you should be able to pray spontaneously, yeah, but you want to be able to pray spontaneously from out of a grounding in the scriptures and in the faith, okay? So here's a prayer that you can memorize easily. You can do it today. You can use it. I have no idea how many times a day I say this prayer. I simply have no idea, all right? But we can do it together. Memorize it. Let it sink into your bones, right? So begin this way. Just say with me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Do again.
Jesus.
Okay, then say this. Lord. Jesus. Lord Jesus. Okay? Now do this. Yeah, we do have it up. There it is. This is called the Jesus Prayer. Okay? The Jesus Prayer, right? It's a deep, it's deep in the tradition. It's an important prayer. Saints and sinners who became saints, and you know, all of us sinners too, right? Say this prayer, and it's good. It's a good prayer to ground into your bones, right? So say it with me, okay? And teach yourself to breathe this way. It can become how you breathe if you teach yourself to use it enough, okay? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Can you say that with me? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Can you do it again? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Okay, one last time. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. It's simple. You can memorize it now, and you can use it forever. This prayer is a prayer that invokes the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name there is. Not that you need to grab power with it, but he will comfort you with it, right? Pray the prayer when you are frightened. It will remind you that the one thing needful cannot be taken away. Pray this prayer when you're happy. It will remind you where true joy really lies. Pray this prayer when you're proud. It will remind you that you are a sinner and that you are where you are because your Lord loves you. Pray this prayer when you're lonely. It will remind you to weep with the friend you can never lose. Pray this prayer when you're bored. It will remind you that what's really boring is your concept of happiness. Okay? Pray this prayer when you're guilty. It will teach you to fall on the mercy of God. Bring your broken self to Jesus. He loves you. He wants that. That's where to start. This prayer will always let you start from where you are. Always. Grow in it. Love it. Live it. Pray this prayer. Speak the name of Jesus. Speak it with love. And don't ever speak it without love. But this is a prayer that you can use. And if you even need a shorter prayer, just say Jesus. That's okay too. Right? There are a lot of ways to say it. Say this prayer when you cannot think positively. This prayer should be in your bones. This prayer can come forth from you when you can't muster a positive thought. Apparently, a lot of students believe that it's important to think positively. This prayer will not help you think positively. This prayer will summon the name of the Lord Jesus who died on a cross. This prayer, right, keeps in mind that our Lord, by human standards, right, lived a life of suffering. But that's our way, and that's our salvation. This prayer contains his very presence. It doesn't bring Jesus because Jesus is already there. We call on Jesus, and Jesus is there because he loves us, not because we have him at our beck and call. Okay? This is a prayer you can pray without ceasing, which Paul tells you to do. Figure out how to do that. I have no idea how to do that, but I tell you what this, well, I do have an idea how to do that, right? Let prayer sink into your bones. That's the only way to do it. Pray without ceasing. Let prayer sink into your bones. Just keep in mind, this prayer, right, brings true hope. Say it because you love Jesus or because you want him to love him better. You know, it puts your life in perspective. Think about what it says. You can only know yourself when you realize that Jesus is not an actor in your play. He's not even the most important one. You're an actor in his play, and he wrote you into it. Okay, so I'm going to end with a passage from St. Francis de Sales, who's a patron saint of my church, and just a quick prayer. This is the passage from St. Francis de Sales, and I love it. There is but one great word of our salvation. Do you know what it is? Jesus. Okay. There is but one great word of our salvation, Jesus. May we be able at least once to say this sacred name with all our heart. What a balm it pours out upon all the power of our soul. How happy we shall be to have nothing in our understanding but Jesus, nothing in our memory but Jesus, nothing in our will but Jesus, nothing in our imagination but Jesus. Jesus will be everywhere in us and we will be all in him. Let us attempt it by saying his name as often as we can, although we can but stutter now. In the end, we shall say it well. Pray with me. Keep in mind the Jesus prayer, but we'll say this prayer too. I'm Catholic, so I pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you are our light and our salvation. In you there's nothing to fear. Grant that we may live in your name all the days of our lives. Let us see beauty and hope in you when we are tempted to despair. Make us turn to you. Show us a place at your feet where our conceits are unmasked and where we learn to find comfort only in you, our Lord forever. In your holy name, amen.